The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Phil, the Charioteers, and Bing's guests for this evening, the ebullient, the effervescent Bert Lahr. And here's Bing Crosby.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morning. You'll hear his horn. It's not far away. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day. When skies were dark, angels were dark. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord. Lord, help all who pray. And on judgment day, if you believe, he shall receive you.
This is the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, heading out by shortwave to battle stations all over the world. And so they'll never have to take a cut in their vizzles at any of those battle stations. We here at home are expanding our rationing program starting midnight, March 29th. That's when the red stamps in your number two ration book begin to represent practically all kinds of meat, many types of cheese, butter, shortening, canned fish, fats, and edible oils. Is that right, Trudy Gal? You're a housekeeper.
That's right, Bing. The red stamps will be necessary for all kinds of meat except poultry and game.
Any other exceptions?
Mm-hmm. The red stamps won't be needed for salad dressing, mayonnaise, or pure olive oil.
Of course, cheese, that's a red model, isn't it?
Well, cottage cheese type and cream cheese are not rations.
Of course, all this just means that food will be distributed more fairly, so that all our fighting men and our allies all over the world can have the food that men win on. Matter of fact, it won't hurt most of us, I guess, to eat a little less.
Hey, I'm back.
Who are you?
You asked me that 12 times already. I'm Yuki.
You're what?
I'm Yuki.
I'm a little overweight, but I don't go around moaning about it.
Oh, that's my name, Yuki.
Well, we all have our little troubles. As I was saying, it won't hurt any of us to eat a little less.
I got that sandwich you sent me out for.
Hmm? Sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sandwich. Well, that was hours ago. No wonder I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, well, they didn't have any bacon and tomatoes, so I got what they had.
Brilliant boy.
Thank you.
Nice initiative.
Thank you.
What did they have?
Nothing.
As I was saying, it won't hurt any of us to eat a little less.
I was only kidding. There's meat in the sandwich.
How much?
It's $1.50.
$1.50?
Yeah, but that includes the bread.
That's a great deal on a sandwich. I gave you $5. Where's the change?
No change.
Why not?
I'm a very heavy tipper.
Very heavy? With my cabbage, you're tipping. Let's try this tasteless toast with you. Mmm. Definitely not much meat.
I know. For $1.50, they squared it on with an atomizer.
I think they missed it.
It's, won't hurt any of us to eat a little less.
That's what I said, yes.
That's a shame, Bing. Honestly, Yuki, if they didn't have any nice meat sandwiches, why didn't you get something else?
I did. I bought a tongue sandwich.
Well, where is it?
Well, you see, on the way down here, I met my doctor, and he took one look at us and put it to bed for 2 days.
It won't hurt any of us to eat a little less.
That's what I said.
Hey, look out, Bing. That sandwich is leaking.
Leaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I forgot to tell you. It's a strip tea sandwich.
What's a striptease sandwich?
The dressing falls off.
Leave the room. Oh, my. This sandwich is getting very dull. I think we've spent too much. You want it, John Scott?
No, thank you, Bing. Not for me.
Not for you. What's this? Don't you eat between meals?
No, sir, Bing. I'm meals between eats.
Ah, yes.
Eat a little less.
Say, Yuki.
Yeah.
Didn't I ask you to get me some coffee cake, too? What happened?
Well, they didn't have any coffee, so why should they have coffee cake?
That's right.
See? So I got you some milk and sponge cake.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Hey, the sponge cake's kind of soggy, isn't it?
I can explain that.
Please, they do.
Well, you see, on the way over, I spilled the milk and had to use a sponge cake to top it up.
Bravo. Sending you out for something to eat makes rationing a pleasure.
Thanks. I didn't know I was so patriotic.
Oh, yes, you're a grand boy.
Rationing should be a pleasure for all of us, Bing, because it's the American way of seeing that everybody gets a fair share.
True, truly true. But don't you gals find it kind of complicated?
Not really, Bing. And now that we've learned how to use the blue stamps, using the red ones will be easy. They work practically the same, you know.
Well, are certain stamps for meat and certain stamps for cheese and so on like that?
No. All the red stamps are interchangeable, for instance. Mm-hmm. If you don't eat meat, you can use all your meat stamps for cheese or butter or any of the other things that red stamps entitle you to.
Well, a hunk of meat is different than a standard size can or something. Suppose the points required can't be snapped out of your book exactly.
Well, you'll get change in red 1-point stamps. Red stamp A is good beginning March 29th. A and B are good the second week in April. A, B, and C the third week in April. And the fourth week in April, A, B, C, and D.
And I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
And for further information, stay tuned to KMH, where you're always likely to hear...
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. It's funny, it's not a star I see. It's really you strolling by. And if I hear a melody, merely the way you sigh, wherever you are, you're near me, you dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Charles G. Dawes is Vice President of these United States, and Marines land in Nicaragua. 1927, the younger generation is worrying the older generation, and vice versa. 1927, and in their homes, thinking men can be heard to whisper...
Bum, 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 bum,
when you want.
Harry, for heaven's sake, do you have to sing like that?
I can't help but bawl when I sing. I really throw myself into it.
Well, then try singing Old Man River.
Oh, what is it? A fella can't even yodel in his own teepee.
Well, you're no brave.
Hmm?
Say, did you see in the paper that the Sioux Indians gave President Coolidge a war bonnet?
Oh, gee, they're lucky, those presidents. They get everything.
You sound like you're jealous. What in the world would a man want with a war bonnet? I don't even know why an Indian wears a war bonnet.
Keep his wigwam.
Oh. I might have known. Oh, look here, Harry.
What's this?
Interest in good music certainly must be growing.
Why, what's that?
Well, it says that the University of Kansas has inaugurated a course in harp playing. I wonder if it's a four-year course.
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. A cousin of mine up in Spokane learned how to play the harp in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Sure, he was a politician. He used to pulling strings before.
Tell me he's lazy. Tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy. Maybe I know. Can't help loving that man.
Now look, Trudy, don't start singing doing some showboat. We're not going to see that again. Tonight... Well, I'm picking the show.
Well, which one are we going to see then, Harry?
Well, it's, you know the show. It's a big, big hit, big smash hit. It's got this tune in. It goes like this here.
Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you.
Enjoys the first few days of spring, we bask in the effulgent glory of Bert, Plain Puss Law. Bert, long time and well thought of authority on baby dandling, drunken fife furniture, and floor sweeping, is really a true classicist at heart, a man of many sides, many glittering facets.
Oh, Bing, how you run on. Turn off the facets.
No, really, Bert, there is more than one side to your ebullient personality. There is your true appreciation of the higher arts.
Oh, Bing, when you mention the higher off, I feel so Gordon Rouge.
You do?
So cordon bleu. So literary. Why, sometimes I feel as if I belong in a museum.
Yes, of course.
No, that's my brother. He has two heads. You know, Bing, I as much as I cherish my etchings, my earls, and my antiques...
Yeah.
I devote most of my time to my stamp collection.
You specialize, of course.
Naturally.
But you concentrate on foreign or domestic stamps?
The red ones in Racing Book 2.
Oh, yeah. What's the nourishment in those stamps?
My whole family. My whole family have been collectors, Bingham.
Have they now?
I had a very, 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 very dear old uncle who picked up the loveliest old things. Rare paintings, knick-knacks, antiques, and jewelry.
Oh, he must have gotten hours of pleasure out of such collecting.
Yes, and years in St. Quentin.
I'm interested in rare things too, Bert.
Really, John? Rare coins, rare stamps, rare books, rare steaks.
All of that.
No wonder you're so fat.
At 5 cents a pound, you'd be worth a veritable fortune if you had yourself rendered.
Any other members of your family collectors, Bertram?
Bing, I could talk about my family's hobbies until I'm hobby horse.
But you won't.
Why, I have a brother. I have a brother who hasn't worked for years and years because of his hobbies.
What is his hobby?
He sits in the corner and collects dust.
Should clean up that boy.
Of course, I'm the white sheep of the family.
I can tell.
The white sheep.
Yes.
I read. Bing, have you ever sat around all night with your nose in a book?
Yes.
Painful, isn't it?
Tell me, what's this on your watch chain, Bert?
Oh, that's a unique little item.
Uh-huh.
It has a sentimental value. It's my little boy's first tooth.
Oh, really? How sweet. What's the tooth next to it?
My last one.
Oh, my. You with your nose and your books and your teeth.
And my miniature jaws.
Forgot to...
My miniature jaws and my daguerreotype. Here's a lovely old picture of my aunt.
Why, this is a picture of a fish.
Of course. It's my aunt Chovy. Boy, I'm as sharp as a nub.
Fantastic.
I have so many rare things, Bingham. For instance, a copy of Romeo and Juliet that Shakespeare gave me, mind you, gave me personally.
Oh,
yes. Good old Shaky. He autographed it, too. To Bessie from Billy.
Now, I hate to say this, Bert, but Shakespeare's been dead quite some time.
Strange. I've been listening to Count and Bourne every day, and he hasn't mentioned it.
He's a very busy man.
Can you imagine how I felt last night in my library when I noticed that a bookworm had eaten halfway through one of my newest books?
Oh, yeah, but you saved the last half of the book.
No, it was such a good book, I let him finish it.
Excuse me.
I
heard you two boys talking about books. You want to buy a very old copy of Oliver Twist?
No, I don't care for old Twist.
Oh. Well, then how about a first edition of Mark Twain with his autograph in it? Here, take a look.
That's nice. But where's Mark Twain's autograph? All I can see is an X.
That's his mark.
Where's the Twain?
Down at the depot.
See if you can catch it.
Proceed, Bertram. Sorry for the interruption.
As I was going to say, before we were so crudely interrupted by the mongoose... Books ain't all I collect.
What else?
I also save valuable china, pewter, old silver... And you might not believe it, Bingham, but I'm the only one in the country with a genuine cracked De La Robian pan.
Must hurt you terribly when you shave.
You might laugh at La Bingham, but no one goes to greater lengths to get first than I do. Why, even at home, I'm always the first in line for the Saturday night bar.
You meet some grand people there, too.
Yes, quite, Bing. You know, Bing, all the other collectors are jealous of me. I have the rarest item of them all, something no one else has. I have the arms of Venus de Milo.
Just the arms?
Yes. I'd have the rest of her, but the kid put up a tough fight.
Might interest you, Bertram, to know that among my souvenirs, I have some transfers, some original transfers from the old New York horse cars.
You must also have the horses.
If I had the cars, I could pick up some change on the Owl Run to Lockheed.
Collecting.
Small floor show in
it. Yes. Collecting is my great hobby.
Huh?
My books. Mm-hmm. My red stamps. My beds that Washington slept in. My music.
You save old songs?
Save them? No, Bing. I sing them.
That's certainly ample warning for everyone here.
This is my favorite song, Bing. Yeah. You're a bum.
I love.
the widest vibrato since the Hudson Tunnel, I think. Here are the charioteers to retrieve music from the, where La left it, with the favorites of barbershop quartets from coast to coast. Dear old girl.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. The future brings as time goes by. Moonlight love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. For any man must have his name that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. And the world will always welcome lovers as time goes.
stories on the Old Craft Music Hall for this Thursday evening, friends. Next Thursday, same time, business as usual. When our added starter is going to be the lady herself from Dewberry Was a Lady, Miss Lucille Ball. Meantime, this extension of rationing to meat, butter, cheeses, fats, edible oils, and such things probably means that you're going to be getting more of everything than you've been able to get in the past few months. That's why rationing's been inaugurated, so we'll all get a fair cut. If you feel like grousing because using ration stamps may cause you a little inconvenience, just remember that it's pretty rugged in New Guinea, Guadalcanal, North Africa, and Alaska. All those other spots where men in blue and green and khaki know what real inconvenience is, and they're putting up with it without squawking. So as we can keep this country the way we like it. Good night.
Craft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.